An article, Martyrs for the English Bible, by Clyde Weber Votaw, published in 1918. Many men died as martyrs in England because they had undertaken to translate, distribute, and establish in use the English Bible. The foremost of these was William Tyndale, 1492 to 1536 AD. Bible scholar and translator, reformer and witness unto death for English Protestantism. He was educated at Oxford and Cambridge at a time when Erasmus was declaring, "I wish the scriptures were translated into all languages so that they might be read and understood not only by Scots and Irishmen, but also by Turks and Saracens. To make them understood is surely the first step. I long that the husbandman should sing portions of them to himself as he follows the plow, that the weaver should hum them to the tune of his shuttle." End quote. With this same feeling and purpose, Tyndale was soon saying to a learned churchman, "I defy the Pope and all his laws. If God spare my life, ere many years, I will cause a boy that driveth a plow shall know more of the scripture than thou." He tried to get assistance for his English Bible from church leaders, but without success. He found that, quote, "there was no place in all England to translate the New Testament," end quote. But certain English laymen, merchants of London, furnished necessary money, and in 1524, Tyndale went to the continent, where by secrecy he could escape persecution while doing his work as translator. At Cologne he succeeded in getting a portion of the New Testament into print, but a spying priest notified the church authorities in England. Tyndale made his escape to Worms, where he published two complete editions. These editions of the English New Testament were shipped to England, hidden in other merchandise, consigned to Tyndale's merchant friends at London. Authorities of church and state, though watchful and active, were circumvented by this strategy, and several thousand English New Testaments circulated influentially through England.